This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at wheat for Friday, January 22nd. Well, we are under some pressure here across the whole grain space, and wheat is keeping up with a very weak corn and soybean market. We've got wheat generally coming under pressure yesterday from the lack of an announcement, if you will, from Russia that they were actually going to impose an export quota. They're still going to keep the tax starting February 15th at €25 a ton, and then on March 1, they're bumping it up to €50 a ton, which is over $1.60 a bushel, which is huge, but the market had pretty much factored that in. What they were waiting for was for the government to decide if they would actually also put restrictions on the volume of wheat that was moving out of the country. At this point, they've opted not to do that. They're just going to stick with the taxes. Now, that alone obviously is going to slow it way down, but if the rest of the world price rallies up to meet that €50 a ton, just like they did the 25, then it makes Russian wheat viable again in the world market. And my guess is that the government would impose some sort of restriction on the volume. The whole point of them doing this is to protect domestic supplies and kind of shake loose the farmer to get some sales done and pull some of that wheat into the pipeline for domestic use. That hasn't happened yet, and even with a €50 a ton threat, that has not happened. So we'll see where that goes, but for now, that obviously was a bearish development in the wheat space. So you saw a lot of profit taking. The markets have been very overbought anyway, and this just kind of is feeding on itself. For corn and soybeans, we are seeing some rains that are being pulled into the forecast for central and southern Argentina. And of course, that's right over the dry pockets. We'll see if that materializes, but it definitely has taken the wind out of the sail of the bull market. And then again, once you start that selling process, you just pull more people into it. As the market goes down, those who have had some positions longer term start to find those in a losing position or getting close to a losing position, so they just kind of bail on them. Now, export sales this morning for wheat, another week of some low sales at 330,000 tons. It was within the range of estimates, but toward the low end from 250 to 600,000. Hard red winter wheat only sold 31,000. Soft red actually had cancellations of a net 1,700, so it was pretty much a bust there. Spring wheat sold 160,000. Unknown took 57. And white wheat sold 70,000, almost all of that going to China, which took 65,000. Durham had a big week at 70,000 tons. In corn, 1.5 million tons, that was over the high end of the range of estimates. Mexico took 588, Japan took 420. In soybeans, 2.6 million tons, that was double the high end of the range, from 1.1 to 1.3. So it's a huge sale, and it certainly brought beans off the low, but they're struggling to maintain that momentum. China took almost half of that straight out at 1.2 million tons. Unknown took 452,000. So it's obviously a reminder that this is a demand-led bull market. We've had some weather scares on it, but demand is still there. And certainly with a pullback, you're probably going to see the demand step up again. In wheat, kind of like the other grains, there are very few options for buyers when it comes to wheat, and especially winter wheat. Europe is out of the picture. The Black Sea is out of the picture. Argentina is gone. We just have Australia, the U.S., and Canada as the primary sellers. And when it comes to winter wheat, especially a hard red winter wheat, it's just going to be the U.S. Nigeria bought 130,000 tons yesterday. So I think we're seeing the demand start to shift over to the United States for wheat. I would expect that to continue until the new crop starts pouring into the pipeline. And that doesn't happen until July at the earliest, as the harvest here in the United States kicks in. We start to get some flow as we get into June and July. And of course, the harvest across Europe and the Black Sea will be primarily in July. So it's a long time running, and I think that, you know, for the end user who wants to get their supplies stocked up for that last quarter of the year, that happens in the first quarter. And typically we see a pretty good surge up into early March to get that done. most likely, I would expect that, you know, this break here, we're shaking a lot of farmers selling loose as well. And so there's that pressure coming in, especially with corn and beans. Once we get past that, I think we start moving higher. Now, February, we tend to rally up into early February and then get a break for 2 to 3 weeks into late February. I think things are a little skewed this year. So I would not look for any significant break there. I think once this correction is over, the demand base starts to pile up again. And we just start working our way higher. And then obviously as you get into March, it becomes a focus on the new crop and weather. La Nina would suggest that we're going to have drier conditions across the southern plains into the spring. And of course that would be a major impact on winter wheat. It would also suggest potential dryness in the western part of the Midwest and more moisture across the northern plains. So we'll see. But I think aside from weather, early spring weather, what's also going to be happening is a battle for acres between corn and beans. And they're going to start pulling acres from cotton in the south and spring wheat in the north and probably barley as well. So it's going to be, a raucous spring as the markets all compete with each other for acres. I would imagine if weather holds out, farmers will plant fence row to fence row. And still, they're going to lean toward corn, then soybeans, and everything else is just going to have to fight it out for its share of the acres pie. So it should be exciting. I think there's plenty of upward momentum here. Obviously, we're in a correction, but this is a demand-led bull market in all the grains. And so you throw weather on it, that's when you get those surges higher. But just looking at export sales and soybeans is just a reminder that we are not done here. We haven't had that parabolic move. We haven't seen the panic buying. We haven't seen the demand rationing price action yet. So there's still more to come. This correction looks like it's going to be a little longer in time. And that sets us up for, I think, even a stronger base, a foundation for that next leg up. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.